Ministry of Youth and Sports says it will by next week issue payments to the black maidens who participated in the under-17 Female World Cup in Jordan. The maidens have threatened to demonstrate against the non-payment of money due them after taking part in the tournament and other previous engagements. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the head of public relations at the Sports Ministry, Otto Plaha, gave the assurance that the ministry is working around the clock to ensure that payments are made to the black maidens. He appealed to the team to exercise restraints whilst the ministry works out the payments. He spoke to Rita Mpabintete.
It has not been the intention of the ministry to delay payment of money to any sporting activities. The circumstances sometimes make these things difficult. And then in the specific case of the black maiden, just before they left this country, the accounts of the ministry were damaged due to a debt that was by the LOC of 2008. This has rendered the ministry helpless. However, the Honorable Minister and Manager of the Ministry had worked around the clock to make sure our black maidens had their money. Thankfully, this money, part of the money was paid to them, and then they'll be leaving the hotel this afternoon. It's rather unfunded, but we urge all our stakeholders to bear with us in this trying moment. It's been difficult for the ministry itself, and the Honorable Minister has been working tirelessly.
Have you given them any concrete assurance as to when the ministry will pay the money to them? Have you given them any concrete assurance?
We expect to pay them. We are sure we'll pay them what is left by next week.
You mean by next week you pay?
Yes, that's correct.
But are you aware that they plan demonstrating in connection with this whole issue?
Well, they have not said anything to that effect, or we have seen any sign to that effect. And once they have not demonstrated, it means it never came up.
But Mr. Pla, don't you think it's sometimes disheartening for these maidens to participate in a tournament and then return without any monetary assurance or payment? Don't you think it's sad? Don't you bear with them?
These are difficult moments, and let us reflect dispassionately. Let us not our emotions run riot. As I have stated, if it has not been for the Ganeshi order, we have sorted this thing out. You remember just recently, we had the Olympic Games. The ministry was at its best to get corporate sponsorship to enable us to undertake that sporting activity. So it has never been the intention. In fact, things have been very difficult. These are trying moments.
You knew that this tournament will definitely come, and for that matter, the team from Ghana will also participate. Why didn't you budget for them?
You know, the way you are looking at it, it seems so simple. Most often, whenever we receive budgets, you know, they have to be cleared by the chief of staff's office. And from there, we follow up to Ministry of Finance. It does not necessarily mean the money is just there and you go for it.
How much money are we talking about here?
Not everybody likes people to know how much they normally are taking. And for a long time, when you keep mentioning people are taking this, people are taking that, they don't seem to like it.